Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Now here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hey there, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time, which, oh my God, we need so badly right now. Here we are in March 2020 in coronavirus world, and it's a whole new world out there. And I have with me my friend and fellow healer, Jean Papagni. Jean is a spiritual coach and a family constellations facilitator who supports people who are really ready to finally heal their shadow parts and claim their authentic divine selves. And she's fantastic. She and I have been friends for a long time. And a couple of weeks ago, she's like, Lisa, well, has anybody ever interviewed you on the radio? And I thought that was such an interesting idea. So we had planned this this time when she was going to interview me, and then bam, we got sort of thrown into the middle of this pandemic that we're in right now. And so she and I decided that we were going to just kind of talk about this and from a perspective as healers, because she and I are both healers, empath sensitives, how do we, and how does anyone, get our head around what's going on? How do we learn how to hold our own and manage our energy in this time that's unlike any other time we've ever been in our living history? So I'm super excited to have this conversation with you today, Jean. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Lisa. It's so exciting to be here. I mean, really pumped to ask you. I have so many questions I want to ask you.
Awesome. It's so fun. It was such a cool thing that you wanted to do that. So I'm very, very grateful. And I'm excited to start the conversation. So what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about the virus or the lockdown, or what do you want to talk about?
Where to begin, right? Well, we know where we're beginning because this is where we are right now. And like you said, a couple months ago when we talked about this, COVID-19 was nowhere on the radar screen. Nope. So here we are. I think, you know, these are unprecedented times. There's so much fear out there. And as psychics, intuitives, empaths, we're all feeling it on a whole different level, I think, than a lot of other people. It's hard for everybody. But when you're extra sensitive, this is really, really challenging on many other levels. So I'm curious, and I know a lot of your listeners are curious, to how are you handling it? Like, What do you think is the bigger meaning here? Like, I think a lot of people want to know what the heck is going on here.
Well, there's a couple of things that I've been really wrestling with, and it's been very challenging for me, and in a kind of extreme, because if the energy feels very extreme, and on one thread of it is I feel this very heavy, dense, dark, scary kind of energy, and it feels a lot like the energy of fear and even the energy of death, you know, that has sort of gripped the world. And it's like the world took a breath, we all went and we haven't quite exhaled yet, you know. And then the other thread that I feel is this incredibly powerful hope, lightness, expansion, opportunity, excitement. And all I can think of is that there are two threads here. There's the thread of death and the thread of rebirth. And I just think we're stuck in this cycle. And my personal sort of spiritual philosophy about this gives me kind of an understanding for it. And that I understand that we're living in this deconstruction cycle, which we have been for quite some time, where things are deconstructing, and this is very normal, that in the normal sort of rules of the universe or universal law is that we go through times of growth and expansion, and then we go through times of sustaining that growth, and then we go through this big deconstruction phase. And we, you and I, who are, we're the same age, you know, in our sort of early mid-50s, and we have grown up in an environment, a time when we were in the sustaining model, you know, things were affluent and relatively easy here in, you know, Eastern Massachusetts, where we live. And so that was kind of our norm. And then we entered into this deconstruction cycle where things are falling apart, and it's very, very, very uncomfortable for us humans to let go, to change, to be in a deconstruction. But my belief is that the deconstruction always brings us to a higher cycle. It's like an evolutionary cycle. So what's coming in, what's being reborn, is a higher vibration, a higher level of order, beauty and harmony. But we have to let go of what we have in order to get to that new place. I don't know. What do you think? What are you experiencing?
Yeah, wow. I mean, I completely agree with that. Like, it's clear this is happening because it needs to happen. There's so much change. There's so much dysfunction. There's so much that was not working in our society and within ourselves. And things had to change, and they are rapidly changing now. However, this is really hard, right? I mean, this is, people are really struggling, and people are losing jobs, and people are losing loved ones, losing a way of life that we've taken for granted for so long. So I think I'd really like your insight, your wisdom on what are the practical tools that we as healers and the general public can use, those who are at least conscious of the fact that we can do things differently. What would you say are the ways we can support ourselves as we, you know, try to avoid going into this fear hive mind that is so rampant right now?
It's so rampant right now, and that, and I think that's one of the best things we can do, especially the sensitive, empath, psychic, healer types. It's so easy for us to tap into the group mind, you know, the hive mind, that you mentioned, that is like the collective consciousness of humanity, which is really dialed into the same channel right now. And that level of fear really hits our hind brain. It really hits our brain stem, if you will, and makes us live in this super intense fear vibe. And I think that we need to unplug from that. And we can unplug from that by unplugging from social media, from actual media. Lately, I was, this morning I got up and I was having trouble unplugging from it. So I did actually like a cord cutting meditation where I visualized cutting the cords to the collective consciousness and replugging them into like myself or into more like where my faith is, so that I can, I don't know. And I think we just have to turn off the news, you know, eventually, like maybe check here and there, but turn off the news. That's one thing. Right. So we have to unplug from that. I think that the other thing that's so easy to do when we go into kind of a, constricted, you know, emergency mode is we tend to drop our self-care routines, you know, and I think we need them more than ever. So we need like to eat properly and get enough sleep and exercise and meditate. And I think that I certainly have the tendency to sort of throw all that to the wind and just be like, I'm going to drink a bottle of wine at night and watch Netflix and eat chocolate and a gallon of ice cream. Like, not really, but you know, that we throw away our self-care when we really should be doubling down on it. So I feel like that's, and I know you're a yoga teacher and a meditator, and that you probably, you know, would counsel the same thing, that we need those spiritual practices and our self-care routines more than ever. And I think the other thing we really, as sensitives, need to do is we need to find a way to manage our emotional states. Every day, process our emotions, because there's so much emotional energy running around right now. And as empaths, sensitives, we have a lot of our own feelings about things. And we also are absorbing the energy of other people. So for me, it's like really intense journaling. Like, I journal for like a half an hour every morning to just kind of clear and cough up the emotional stuff that I'm holding on to. And getting outside, grounding, walking, breathing some air. I don't know if you've been out, but the air feels really fresh. It's so much oxygen. There's like no pollution. There's no planes in the sky. It's really cool and strange.
It's so different.
Yeah. And I know you're like, I'm home alone. I know you're in your house with your family. How's that going for you?
Yeah. It's so interesting, to have this presence, because there's such a difference between just having your family members in your house and everybody doing your things and going about your business, to actually feeling what it feels like to be fully present and to be grateful that I'm grateful that I have food. I'm grateful that there's heat in my house. I'm grateful now for all these things that I've been taking for granted my whole life. It all seems to take on a different tone now. I'm now strategically thinking about, when am I going to go to the grocery store? Because I can't, I can't go often. I have to be very strategic and very careful about any time I leave my house. I mean, there's all these new considerations, right, that we have to think about. And I think what you said about getting outside, so important. And I know I've been reading your blogs, and you've been actively getting into your garden, which is fantastic that you have a garden. And I think just getting into the earth, if anybody has that opportunity to actually feel the earth and connect to the land, is going to provide us with a lot of groundedness and a lot of the healing that we need right now. But it's tough. And I think, there's a lot of wonderful things being with your family, right? That can be really great. And there's some dark side to that, right? It can be very challenging as we are sharing space 24/7 with, for some of us, many people. And how do you deal with that? How do you really learn the helpful communication skills that you need to really get along and renegotiate how you live together in a way that supports everybody? I think we're all kind of having to reinvent how we live together, our relationships with each other. And like the shadow, right? Like there's some parts of us that we're having to look at that probably aren't so pretty. And how would you say people deal with that when our like shadow, like deep fear, maybe anger, rage, grief, the woundedness that is like the things that these times are triggering us that we've been pushing down for so long. What would you say to those people who are finding those difficult emotions coming up?
Yeah, I think that's partly why the emotional practice is so important. And one of the things that I think is so interesting about the nature of this particular illness that we're dealing with and how it's affecting our collective evolution is, first of all, viruses are part of our evolutionary process. They get in, they literally break up our DNA in this particular way that they do. And scientists have said for a long time that natural selection is part of our evolution, but so is viruses. And so I feel like when we're being called on to evolve, in a certain way. And I was thinking about, okay, it's the lungs. That means it's the heart chakra. And I think what's happening is that our entire globe, which has been certainly our Western civilization here in America, and a lot of the Western world has been living at a very third chakra level. I know you know about the chakras, but in case our listeners don't, the third chakra, it's the solar plexus chakra, and it's the chakra of the self, like me, myself, what's in it for me is kind of like the hallmark of the third chakra, and it's kind of like narcissism and momentary instant gratification and we do need that sort of the shadow side of the third chakra. We do need sort of a healthy sense of self and to have like that autonomy and selfness that we have. We've been there for a long time. And I think that has created the problem that we have in the globe, which is to be sort of selfish, sort of like we're going to pollute the planet, or we're going to take the more resources than we need because we just want to feather our own nest. We're not thinking about the future at all, and we're not thinking about the interconnectedness. And I think what's going on is this huge evolutionary shift where we're up-leveling to our heart. So here we have this lung thing, that's the virus. It's almost like asking us to evolve our hearts, and evolve into the heart. And as we are in the heart, we have more of this collective conscious, this we-ness, we are in this together. We are all interconnected. We are part, the planet is conscious and the animals and the air and the water and every person is sovereign and beautiful and deserving of their own self, that this is what we're doing. And I think that's beautiful and needed. It's so important. So I was thinking about that, why is it that we manifested a virus but why are we getting exposed to a virus that affects us right in the heart? Because I think that's the shift that we're making. So And what you said about the shadow is a lot of times to make the jump into the heart, we have to clear those things. We have to clear those more difficult things like anger, rage, greed, you know, that have been sort of running through the underground, you know, like under in hidden behind the woodwork, and all that stuff is coming out now. And I just think what you said, like, you know, that's really your expertise in doing family constellation work, and you're kind of an expert in shadow work. What do you think? Like, how with all your skills, how can you advise people to handle that?
Yeah, I think you said so much that it was like a balm to my heart as you were speaking. When we talk about this, what's possible for our world, for ourselves, when we make that shift from our solar plexus to our heart, from narcissism, from self-centeredness, from just getting our needs met, to actually feeling our feelings.
Right.
And if we were to actually look at our shadow parts, look at those parts of us that we don't accept about ourselves, greed, you know, jealousy, you know, all those kind of what we consider, quote unquote, the dark emotions, and actually allow them to come up, be seen, acknowledge that they're there, and have the courage to say, oh, yeah, I'm all of that. I'm not just love and light. I'm not just, quote unquote, positivity. There's much more to me. I'm a complex human being. And if we were to have the courage to acknowledge that we're all of that, then the shadow is not so scary anymore. We can let it go. And so much of the dysfunctions that are happening in our society, which is so related to all of us, so many of us, not wanting to acknowledge our dark places. Mm-hmm. And if we were to actually, what you're saying is, if we were to actually acknowledge, release, and what's possible if we could say, yes, that's all of me, that's all of our world. We've all been part of this shadow as a collective in that contributed to all these dysfunctions in our institutions and in our world and the way things have come to this.
Right.
And what's possible if we had the courage to really look at it and let it go? And I think there is so much possibility here, and it's going to keep coming up again and again in our faces as we cope with the realness of what's going on. Like, this is pretty scary stuff. These are very uncertain times. And to your original question about what can we do, you know, we're all as healers working on how do we support ourselves and our families, and how do we support our clients? I was on a spiritual circle, like a support circle last night call, and that was one of the questions that came up that we're kind of all looking at right now. Is like, everybody is dealing with this. I mean, just because we're healers, empath sensitive, it's not like we are so much better at this. In these times, we're all struggling, but we have stepped into a profession where we are help. We are here to help others.
Yeah, it's an important one for me.
Yeah, like how do we support ourselves first, so we can have what we need in order to serve those in need? And I think for me, a daily practice that I learned from you 20 years ago was grounding, clearing, protecting.
Yeah.
Grounding, clearing, protecting. Like, we have to take care of our own energy systems and make sure we're grounded, we're clear, we're in the present moment, and keep it as a practice that we repeat over and over again in order to keep ourselves as clean and clear as we can, so we can help our families and we can help all of our clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Now more than ever too. Like, you know, and I feel like, as far as for myself as a healer, like, I knew, this is a weird thing to say, Jean, but I'm going to tell you, that when I was like 10 or 11, my guides already had a pretty strong connection with my guides. My angels were talking to me all the time then. And they told me this, they told me that this would happen, that I would be a healer and a psychic. And that when I was at the peak of my spiritual power, that I would be called on to help people. And it would be a crisis. And I sort of always knew it would be a pandemic, because I've been terrified of pandemics, terrified and fascinated with them, like my whole life. And so I'm not surprised Somebody asked me, I don't know, like 3 or 4 months ago, like what if I had a phobia, what was it? And I said pandemic. And here we go, like buckle up, you know? And so I know on some level that this is what I was born for, you know, to not only help my individual clients that I'm working with and the people that are around me, but to also train the other healers, healers, psychics, and empaths, so that everyone can. And I teach Reiki. I've been teaching Reiki for 20 years. I teach in an energy medicine school for 15 years now, training people how to do energy medicine. So really, my whole life and my whole professional life has been this. And so there's a part of me that's like, yeah, like let buckle up, baby. Like here we go. Like this is what I was born to do, you know? And of course I feel like intense compassion. I don't want anybody to suffer or die or be afraid. So the empath part of me is really struggling with sadness and the just yuckiness of this whole situation, this pain and suffering of it. And another part of me, that the other part of me that's sort of those two threads I was talking about, is like, okay, like this is what I came here to do. So like, let me roll up my sleeves and get busy, you know? And I've been in this like ridiculously creative phase during this time. So I'm writing more than ever. I'm creating classes, and that I'm mostly giving for free because, you know, people are scared about money. So I'm creating this class called Developing Your Spiritual Immunity, that I'm basically giving out for free because I want everybody to have a chance to participate in it who wants to, because I feel so passionately about this. And the answer is like, how do we? So I love what you said about, first of all, put your own oxygen mask on so that your energy tanks are full. And then I think it's doing what we always do. It's just to show up in with grounded a grounded space, with your full presence and your heart open, and just be there for people who are suffering. And I've worked with people, so my clients this week have been someone who's dying of cancer and is having a hard time getting medical treatment because this is all going on. Someone who has cancer. Somebody who's had and recovering from already the COVID coronavirus, COVID-19. Somebody who works on the front line of the hospital. She's an ICU nurse in a small hospital here in Massachusetts, and she's doesn't have enough protective equipment, and she's afraid for her life, and also for her the patients that she's dealing with. So it's already fully, you know, in my space. And my father, who, you know, I've been working with my dad, who's 82, and he's like the person that shouldn't get this virus, right? So I don't know. I just deal with those each of those situations when they come to me with the most grounded, heart open space that I can create. And I know that when I do that, there's healing that happens. And without whatever modality you're using, I use and you use, you and I know all the healers have good modalities, but it's less about the modality than it is about our presence.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I think what something you said about the time is now to get very creative. Those of us who are healers, empaths, and intuitives, it's time to get really creative about how we serve now, because many of us are use hands-on healings either full-time or in part of our practice. Can't
Yeah.
do that anymore. So what's the opportunity? Like really stepping back and
Yeah.
evaluating, okay, maybe I can't do my work in the same way that I did before. I'm a massage therapist, or I'm an acupuncturist, or whatever, and I can't do that. So what else can I do? What are the latent talents within me that I've been thinking about coming forward with, but I've been a little scared and unsure and self-doubting? And it feels like you've said it before, there's so many opportunities here, not to be Pollyanna either. Like I'm not acknowledging it's very scary, difficult times, but also we are being called to step up to something even bigger,
Yeah.
to be creative and to think in new ways about how we bring our work forward in order to support the planet in this, as you call, this shift, this upleveling, this dramatic change that we're going through right now. And I
Totally
think,
buy
and
stock in Zoom. I don't know about you, but if I had any extra money right now, I'd be putting it in Zoom. And I would
Absolutely.
love.
It's been a
I
lifesaver.
do think you're absolutely right. It feels like it would be a whole different conversation. Like, how can we do that? And right now, we're just running up to the end of the show right now. And I want to give everyone a chance to figure out how to get in touch with you, Jean. So if they want to find you, how do people find you?
Yeah, they can find me at my website, jeanpapagni.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, so they can look me up in either of those places. I'm offering discounted one-on-one sessions. I'm working on some group classes on Zoom, as everybody else is, you know, getting creative. I am here as a healer, and I am also looking at ways I can step up bigger into the world. And I love this building spiritual immunity class that you're offering, Lisa. I want to know more about that, and how do people learn about that and get involved?
Well, thank you. You can find out right on my website, lisacampion.com. I hope you see you there. And thank you so much for joining us in this conversation, Jean. And thank you all of you guys for listening in. Thank you for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.